This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden said Friday during a meeting at the White House with British Prime Minister Keir Starmer that Russian President Vladimir Putin will not prevail in the war with Ukraine.
The United States is committed to standing with you to help Ukraine as it defends against Russia's onslaught and aggression. Clear that Putin will not make it clear Putin will not prevail in this war, and the people of Ukraine will prevail.
Two leaders discussed the next steps in supporting Ukraine, centering on whether to allow Western missiles to be used to hit Russian targets. President Vladimir Putin said on Thursday that the West would be directly fighting with Russia if it allowed Ukraine to strike Russian territory with Western-made long-range missiles, a move he said would alter the nature and scope of the conflict. Biden was asked what he says to Putin's threat of war.
I don't think much about Vladimir Putin.
Meanwhile, the Biden administration is putting new sanctions on Russian state media outlet RT. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
The U.S. is announcing new sanctions on a Russian state media outlet, accusing it of working closely with Moscow's military and intelligence operations. Washington had already sanctioned RT for working to spread Kremlin propaganda, but Secretary of State Antony Blinken's now accusing the outlet of going far beyond that.
Functioning like a de facto arm of Russia's intelligence apparatus.
Blinken says RT ran fundraising campaigns to outfit Russian troops in Ukraine.
This includes sniper rifles, suppressors, body armor, night vision equipment, drones.
And he says the U.S. will keep exposing the truth.
It's shining a bright light on what the Kremlin is trying to do under the cover of darkness.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. Hamas leader Yahya Sinwar thanked Lebanon's Hezbollah chief Hassan Nasrallah for his support in the ongoing war with Israel in a letter released Friday by Hezbollah's media office. In the letter dated Monday, Sinwar thanks Nasrallah for the blessed acts of Iran-backed groups and their support for Hamas since the October 7th when Hamas-led militants killed some 1,200 people, mostly civilians, and abducted another 250. The Biden administration on Friday locked in steep tariffs on Chinese imports, including a 100% duty on electric vehicles, and with many beginning as soon as September 27th. Lisa Bernard.
They include a 100% duty on Chinese EVs, 50% on solar cells, and 25% on steel, aluminum, EV batteries, and key minerals. The guidelines, published in a memo Friday from the Office of the United States Trade Representative, but first reviewed by Reuters, also show a 50% duty on Chinese semiconductor chips that will start in 2025. China has vowed to retaliate against what it has called bullying tariff hikes and argued that its EV industry's success is due to innovation and not support from the Chinese government. A spokesperson for China's embassy in Washington did not immediately respond to a request for comment.
Three Americans have been sentenced to death in Congo, VOA's Christina Minnant.
Three United States citizens on trial for their role in a failed coup in Democratic Republic of Congo were sentenced to death by a military court on Friday. Armed men briefly occupied an office of the presidency in the capital Kinshasa on May 19th before their leader, U.S.-based Congolese politician Christian Malanga, was killed by security forces. His son, Marcel Malanga, was among the Americans on trial, along with Marcel's friend Tyler Thompson. The third American, Benjamin Zamenpolon, was a business associate of Christian Malanga. All three were found guilty of criminal conspiracy, terrorism, and other charges and sentenced to death in a ruling read out on live TV. Christina Menenti, VOA News.
A group of 20 leaders have agreed to join efforts to fight disinformation and set up an agenda on artificial intelligence as their governments struggle against the speed, scale, and reach of its misinformation and hate speech. The ministers who gathered this week emphasized in a statement the need for digital platforms to be transparent in a time when relevant policies and applicable legal frameworks. More at VOAnews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.